It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Hey, yo, my people. This is Azanti, and I'm here with my friend
Zion.
Z, what are you saying? Every creative project needs the right space.
It does. We're building Winnipeg's creative hub for recording, photography, videography, and content creation.
We also rent spaces out for podcasts, events, and all our studio sessions come with a pro engineer included. The first 30 minutes of every recording session is free. If you're coming for graduation pictures, wear your bet. Not to mention, we have a 30% discount off every service we offer. To get started,
email us at mile12productions@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at mile12productions. Check our previous works, book a studio session, explore our artist lunch packages, or connect with all our creative communities.
I think we've said enough. How about we leave the rest to them?
How about they come see for themselves?
All right.
This is 101.5 UMFM radio in Winnipeg. My name's Kathleen Edwards. I love Winnipeg and I love the radio in Winnipeg, and this is a great show.
One more song.
someday I'll think of what to say. Maybe next time I'll remember what to do. She looks like heaven. Maybe this is hell. She said she'd do it all again. She promised not to tell. And if I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. She said, well, it's okay, boy, cause you know we'll be good friends. And I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer.
Choose my head, Cadillac, yeah. Before the time bomb. without any hope. First thing you learn, you gotta make it in this world alone.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac, yeah. Put a time bomb.
From the bar, he's paid his people. He's getting deep in whatever he can move on. And you know that kid's a creeper.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
Yeah, the boy's a time bomb.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
The boy's a time bomb. Tattooed below his eye. His mother cries, she knows that he is strong enough to die. He's rolling in the Cadillac, his midnight sunroof is down. Three shots right out of here, I'm dead. The new king is crowned.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
Yeah, the boy's a time bomb.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
Yeah, the boy's a time bomb.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
Yeah, the boy's a time bomb.
That's the like fake out finish.
Yep.
Because you think it's over.
But it's not.
But it's not.
It comes back around and smacks you in the face.
Again.
Again.
Welcome to Punks and Parkers. We're going to smack you up tonight.
On 101.5 UMFM.
You are almost like a time bomb.
Yep.
Black clothes, black. Well, your shoes aren't black.
They're white.
But they got, well, they were white.
They were white.
Black hair. Don't have a Cadillac yet.
No, I'm working on that.
It's working on that part. Yeah. So welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Sorry we weren't here last week.
No, because I had a bit of a session. Yeah, I was dizzy last week.
Was that last week?
That was last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, this is what happens when you get old.
Yeah.
But we're here now.
Yes, we are.
And it looks like it's a bit of ska. Well, third wave ska.
Yeah.
I would say. And a little bit of punk.
Yep.
So it was so funny. Like, I used to get so confused by this. Like, what is third wave ska? Well, it's the third wave of it.
Yeah, the stuff that came out in the late 90s.
Right? Like, it's so simple when you actually think about what the word is telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first wave came out of Jamaica.
Yep.
So you got Studio One. You've got, like, Prince Buster and all them. Second wave is considered a two-tone.
Yep.
In the 70s and 80s. So the Madness, the Selector, all those bands. And then the third wave was this little pocket in time in the 90s.
Yeah, late you got 90s, bands early 2000s. Like Rancid and Mighty Mighty Boston's, yeah. real Big Fish.
And if you were in Winnipeg in the 90s, yep, and you were in the music scene, we had quite the bustling ska scene in the city.
Yeah.
We had the Barrymores. We had the Afterbeat. We had, JFK and the Conspirators. We had Bacteria Buffet Records, who was the label that put out all these artists. We had the Royal Winnipeg Porn Orchestra, which, say what you will, great name, RWPO. Punk and ska-ish.
Yeah.
But there was, like that's five I can think. There's more. There's definitely more. But it was such a weird,
it was, because
you also, month.
You also had, like, that Sublime was,
yeah,
kind of waved into that punk, mm-hmm, and then ska, and even No Doubt started out ska and then kind of went
very ska
pop,
yeah,
and
yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah,
wonder when the fourth wave's coming.
Well, the Interrupters, they're probably one of the only ska bands out there right now.
True. Yeah, I can think of off the top of my head.
Yep.
Right, like I can't think of anybody new coming out that's doing just ska.
Yeah,
like Sublime does some ska.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not just a ska band.
It's like they have their own, like, genre.
Kind of, sort of, right?
It's, yeah, like it's that reggae kind of ska, punk,
yeah,
skater music.
Like, California, yeah, 90s sound. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what did we play? We started off with Real Big Fish. Real, as in, like, real, the man.
Yeah.
Huh, that's funny, guys.
Beer.
Just beer.
Just beer.
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 After that was probably most, like, people our age's introduction into ska.
Yeah.
The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Yep.
Which, it's so funny because we kind of scrut, like... It's like... Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, like, you like them. That song is a kicker.
It is.
It's good.
Yep.
Okay. That album was good.
Yeah, regardless if you had one beer in you or if you had five, you're dancing to that.
And that's the thing about, like, ska and reggae music. Even if you're not a fan of it, you can't help but, like, start.
Yeah.
It's something about that beat. Yeah.
Yep.
And then we finish that off, like we said, with Rancid.
And Time Bomb.
A little bit of Time Bomb. And it's a bit, it's not a bit all over the place, but you got some ska, and then you definitely get punky.
Yeah, and then I get punky, and then I get weird.
And then you get ska-y again.
Yeah, and then I get weird, and then it just gets weird.
Daniel did this playlist. I had no part in this.
Yeah, so if you don't like anything, please call her.
Send all your complaints
to our for our advertising department, because they're, you know, at
we have an advertising 1-800
get lost.
Unlike that billboard close to our house, that is an actual. That could be an actual phone number. It's 7 digits. Quick little story. There's this billboard by our house, and it's for a church.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't remember what it says, but it's like 1-800 Jesus Saves. And I'm like, that's not even a number.
Yeah,
like,
there's too many letters.
Too many numbers. Too many letters.
Well.
Whatever.
Only God knows.
God only knows. So here we go. Let's play some Interrupters.
She's kerosene.
Oh, she's hot.
She's hot.
I'm a match. She kerosene. You know she gonna burn down everything. She's an arsonist in her pastime. And I've been burned for the last time. Time, 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 whoa. I've been burned for the last time. Time, 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 whoa. I've been burned for the last time. It started out like any other morning. The sky was red. He took it as a warning. She kept the hive. Now the bees are swarming. They play the victim to the crowd starts forming. She got a history of making a scene, yeah. She tell a story, she got started. Like he's the executioner, but she's the queen. And he's the one whose neck is in the guillotine. And he said, I'm a match, she can't see. You know she gonna burn down everything. She lost this in her pastime. And I've been burned for the last time. So she starts shaking, but a victim till his heart starts breaking. No real tears, cause she don't mean it. This landscape used to be so scenic, and he can make it out if he can dream it. Rising up from the ash, he's a phoenix. I'm a match, she can't see. You know she gonna burn down everything. She lost this in her pastime, and I've been burned for the last time.
Stop us. 3 minutes standing in the middle of what they do. You won't see it coming, cause they wanna surprise you. Cause when you're done, they're gonna stand right by you. American punks don't care about you. Hollywood, what you gonna do? Hollywood, what you gonna do? Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you can't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man.
He's dead, suspect flag cut up in bloodshed. No sign of hope, we fight, slay, go. Chuck is shooting up, no victims that can't cope. Violence won't cease, hand me the crow piece. No peace on streets, we fight with police.
This is city, to make all your dreams come true. So pay attention.
Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. At last she arrived, returned and exhausted. Cocaine in her pocket, she can get busted. Once again she passes, now she's gone. Now she's with her friend, her beautiful young. She showed up on the scene, she was 17. Now she's 21. She does some more coke. She does some more coke. She drinks some whiskey and she smokes some dope. She thinks she's a star. She thinks she's a star. She thinks she's a star. She thinks she's a star.
Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are?
Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Thank you.
Soccer hooligans out there. Oh, yeah.
Right? Soccer hooligans.
Yep.
You know, I'm not like a massive soccer fan or football in the UK.
Football.
But I would love to go see a
It would be nice to go see a match like that.
Yeah. Like the they get crazy.
Yep.
Sometimes. I used to be scared because people used to say, I don't know, maybe it's an urban legend thing, but they would, I heard somebody say, or you hear it, people say it, that like, they put netting around the field to keep the fans out.
Yep.
I'm like, I wonder if that's true or if it's just one of these urban legends that have, you know, just...
It's probably just Manchester.
It could be. So welcome to Punks and Parkas here, 101.5 UM FM.
And every Monday on The Face.
On The Face. We make Mondays happy.
We do.
We do our best anyway. I mean...
Darn skippy, we do.
Mondays can be terrible.
They are very terrible.
They're gross.
Yep.
I get the Monday morning blahs probably like usually Sunday at like 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah,
I'm
I
like,
think everybody does. That's when it hits. Just like, oh, I gotta go to work tomorrow.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to go to work tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you tune into The Face,
yeah,
we just make it a little bit
You'll be listening
painful.
To us Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
On your whatever, Memorial Day long weekend.
Yeah. And by that time, you've already like had your coffee.
Yeah.
You kind of have settled in and you've kind of, you know, gotten okay with the fact that this is going to be the week, like your week. You're going to be at work.
You're lounging in your backyard in the afternoon with six beers in.
Six beers in. Or at work.
Or at work, six beers in.
So check us out on The Face.
Yep.
It's a fantastic little station. Let's talk about music.
What we played?
And what we played. So we finished off there with the Bouncing Souls with, what was that track called?
Ole, 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 ole.
The headphones, I was like, ow!
The Bouncing Souls are playing the Burt in July.
Are they?
They were supposed to play the park, but I guess the venue got too small.
Right, that's what you're telling me.
So they moved
about.
It to the Burt.
That's crazy because the park is a fair size.
Yep.
But the bird is
a fair size.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Before that was Social Distortion.
With Mommy's Little Monster.
Mommy's Little Monster. Before that, The Transplants.
Yep.
With California Babylon. And started that whole set off with The Interrupters.
Yep. She's Kerosene.
She's Kerosene, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah, that's you kind of went punky.
Yeah, I went punky.
Yeah, well, they kind of blend hand in hand, right?
Yeah.
It's weird how subculture music can sometimes just like mesh into one another. It's just, it's like two-tone and like the mod revival.
Yeah.
They were so intertwined. Same thing.
Yeah, and then you can get into like even the Britpop with like, like Oasis and Blur and all that and just, you know.
It's a lot of fun stuff. So what's going on, Captain Dan?
Well, it is May.
May's almost over.
It is almost over.
I kind of had it hit me in the face today when I had to sign a contract. Nothing major. Like, just I'm renting a space, so I had to sign a contract, and I had to date it. And I'm like, 21st?
Yep.
Like, where'd the month go?
I have no bloody clue.
Buried under the snow that was here for half the month, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had crappy weather.
Yeah. I think there's still a pile of leaves in the back that has ice in it.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's terrible. But it's starting to...
Yeah,
I think this is the first time we came to the station without jackets.
Yeah, I've heard that next week it's supposed to be plus 25 to 30.
See, that's more like it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a fan of, like, hot, hot weather, but that's...
Are you a fan of hot, hot heat?
Like it. I do like hot, hot heat.
Hot, hot heat is amazing.
The band.
Sorry, we don't have any hot, hot heat on today's show.
No, you don't. That's sad.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. We'll see. So, yeah, I think the food truck wars are happening this weekend here
in
Winnipeg.
Are.
That's going to be at the Assiniboine Downs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
I've been seeing videos pop up of different food trucks, like advertising what they're going to have. It looks
pretty amazing.
Looks pretty good. Yeah. And I mistakenly made us a date that night somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But I look at it this way. It's like these food truck wars, it's kind of like, I don't know, because it's like you have to just pick one.
Yeah. I was like, okay, so there's two of us. We can each pick a different one and share. But you're right. Like, they don't offer like sample, like a smaller size plate. It's you go get a meal.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it's still interesting. And if you go as a group, that's the way to do it, right? Everybody go to a different food truck.
Yep.
Try something else. And not to, you know, don't be upset if you're missing it, because there's going to be food trucks at a lot of great events this summer.
Yeah. So. Red River X starts up next month.
Oh, man, that's right. So it's going to be raining all next month.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, the Red River Exhibition is our yearly exhibition.
Yeah.
So we have Midway, there's
petting zoo, games, there's concerts,
there's and I think
a bunch of other fun stuff to
do. There's always displays. Yep. There's always a lot, because I think it was an exhibition for...
Yeah, it was an agricultural exhibition.
Yeah, that's the word. Thank you. I'm like, so there's always displays and contests and stuff like that they still do, but that is a good time in the city. But it never fails. I would say 90% of the time that the Red River X is on, it's on for 2 weeks.
Yep.
It rains the majority of the time.
Yep.
I don't know what it is.
It also rains just on the weekends.
Yes, right? When everybody wants to go. Like, it rains at the most inconvenient time.
Yeah. But if you want to stay indoors, you can go to one of the museums in the city.
We got lots of great museums.
Well, lots of great museums.
Yeah, we got...
There's movies coming out that you can go see.
Yeah, we're going to go see a movie this
weekend. We are The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Yay, movie date for us. Yeah, I guess the summer blockbusters are starting to come out, and it's going to be such a... We have so much stuff planned this summer, which we usually don't. I'm like, it's going to go like that.
Yeah.
Like,
because we got Jazz Fest coming up next month. We got Hunter's graduation coming up next month.
My son is graduating.
It's amazing.
I want to cry.
We have Folk Fest coming up in 2 months.
Yes.
You know, and the Folklorama coming up in 3 months.
Yep.
And it's just like bam, 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 bam.
Plus, we're going to the Pyramid to see Reverend Horton Heat.
And that's next month.
And the
Suffragettes.
Suffragettes, thank you. I'm going to Minneapolis for a couple days with Hunter.
Yep.
Like, there's just all this
stuff. If you want to see some really cool pirate metal, you can go check out Aelstrom on Tuesday at the Burt.
Oh, yeah, that's this coming week.
Yeah.
So there's lots of stuff.
There's
going
lots
on.
Of stuff.
And it's always been like that here. As soon as, like, Jazz Fest hits, it's all. Pff,
yeah.
It's like an explosion.
An explosion of fun juices everywhere.
Fun juices. Wow. So anyway, back to our date. We're going to Pasquale's.
Weekend. We're
going to
check that out.
We both realized we have never been there.
No.
Ever.
And it's been around for how long?
A long time.
Like at least 40, 50 years maybe. 40 years
anyway.
Yeah.
So I mean, we've only been together for 7 years.
Yeah.
So we've had lives before each other. And even in those lives before each other, we both never went to this restaurant.
Yeah.
What kind of Winnipeggers are we?
I don't know. I've been to Eastside Mario's when it was in the city at one point in its life. I've been to Chi-Chi's.
Oh, Chi-Chi's, man. I miss that place.
The Royal Fork Buffet.
Well, who hasn't? That was my grandparents' like favorite place to go. They lived in Beausejour, and anytime they came into the city for anything, it was the Royal Fork.
Yeah.
I got a funny Chi-Chi's story for you.
Yeah.
So my best friend in high school, his name was Warren, he loved Chi-Chi's, like loved it. So when it closed down, he was upset. And him and I would take a lot of road trips to go see concerts. That was our thing. Like after graduation, him and I were constantly on the road traveling to see shows. And a lot of the shows were in Minneapolis. And Minneapolis has a Chi-Chi's. So the first time we went, he brought two coolers with him. And I was like... One of them was, like, we had drinks and stuff, and one of them was blank, like, empty. And I'm like, what's this? And he's like, well, we're going to Chi-Chi's, right? And I'm like, yeah, you wanted to go. We'll, you know, on our way when we're leaving, we'll stop in and have dinner and go. And he's like, yeah, I'm ordering, like, four meals to take home. So I have to put them in the cooler. And I'm like, that's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea at all.
So I ordered one, too, and that car stunk like Chi-Chi's for 8 hours. It was kind of great, though.
Yeah.
But I was like, so anytime we ever went to Minneapolis, that happened.
Yeah.
He would order. We'd go have supper, and then he would order, like, two to three of the same thing to go and eat it over the next 2 days. Chi-Chi's just come. Is Chi-Chi's still around?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
We're going to have to Google that. Because I'm going to Minneapolis. Maybe taking Hunter to Chi-Chi's.
I don't know. Chili's is pretty good.
Chili's is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If anybody has the digs on good record stores in Minneapolis, I believe Electric Fetus is one of them. I don't know if they're still open, but drop me a line on Instagram. Let me know.
Yep.
At DJ Penny Lane. You are at...
Captain Dan_75.
Captain underscore Dan. No.
Captain whatever.
It's something. You'll find him.
I am Captain.
We're taking part in a final challenge this month.
Yes, we is.
And we're actually been doing pretty good.
I missed all last week because my dizzy spells, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah. I missed one day, and I think it was yesterday. But it's the May the Vinyl Be With You
challenge.
So it's a Star Wars theme challenge.
Yes.
But it's nice because the themes, while they revolve...
Around
Star Wars
characters or planets. It's
super
just,
open.
Yep.
And that's what was it Vinyl Strikes Back is her handle. She did a great job because she picked very, I don't want to say generic, but like generic prompts that anything could fit.
Yep.
And I love that because it takes the pressure off us.
Yeah.
You get some of these ones, like your favorite album released by EMI in 62. And I'm like, what?
I don't know.
What? So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Go check out what we're posting.
Yep.
Should we get back into this?
How about some more music?
Yeah, so last year we had the pleasure.
Yes, we did.
Well, you had the pleasure of going to your first hardcore show.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
At 40-something. We had a bucket list item for me. I got to see the Buzzcocks.
Yep.
And I got to see this band.
Yeah.
The Descendants.
I didn't understand a word they were singing, but I enjoyed it. It was fun.
They're great. I love them. So here is probably their... Okay, you're going to want to settle in because this is a long one. I'm being sarcastic.
How long is it? Is it a minute 45 or is it a minute?
A minute 50.
Oh, a minute 50. Okay.
So it's long.
It is a long song, guys.
This is American.
American.
We flipped our finger to the King of England. Stole our country from the Indians. We got on our side and guns in our hand. Took it for our own. Built a nation dedicated to liberty, justice and equality. Doesn't look that way to you, it doesn't look that way to me. Sickest joke I know. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up your drink and go home. I come from the land. The country that I love, but it's a land of the slaves and the Ku Klux Klan.
seen it all. And out is coming, and you'll go far back east to time. Don't crawl. Play ethnic jazz, separate your snares on your bug and stereo. Bragging that you know how the niggas feel cold and the sun's got so much so. It's time to taste what you roast there. Right, God will not help you here. Brace yourself, my dear. Brace yourself, my dear. It's a holiday in Cambodia. It's tough, kid, but it's alive. It's a holiday in Cambodia. Don't forget to pack a wife. Speech. You suck like a leech, you want everyone to act like you. Kiss ass for your bitch so you can get a rich, but your boss can switch her off you. Well, you'll work harder with a gun in your back for a bowl of rice a day. Slave or soldiers till you starve, then your head is skewered on a stake. Now you can go where people
money. I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a change.
Everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right. That song
yes.
was written by Kenny Loggins.
Was it really?
Yep.
Your hero.
Yep.
Your hero.
And Anne Murray took it to number one the next year.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like the old... The Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, is they do covers.
They do a lot of covers.
So I was trying. I'm like, sounds familiar, but I can't yep. place it. Oh, okay. So it was Danny's song.
Yep.
Before that, we had some Dead Kennedys with Holiday in Cambodia.
And the Fashion Zombies.
The Aquabats. I love them. That is like one of the cheesiest ska bands ever.
Yeah.
They were quite a big part of Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah.
Anytime they were performing on Yo Gabba Gabba, it was brilliant. It was just fantastic. And to kick that off...
With American!
Which is not their shortest song.
No, it's not.
No, it's Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel.
I had to look it up because yeah. I couldn't remember the name. It's 13 seconds.
Dang.
Yeah. So we're just about done.
We are.
We got three tracks left and I try and want to get them all in.
Yep.
Doing quick math, it's about 7 minutes of music. And we've got 8 minutes... of time. So we're doing good.
We're doing good.
Next, we're going to play some Dead Milkmen, Punk Rock Girl.
And then some American Jesus by Bad Religion. And then that special little hidden track, on Dookie.
That fun CD hidden track where if you just let it play and play and play for like 10 minutes, I think, or something.
I think so, yeah.
Then you heard this.
Yeah.
Anyway, have a great week, everybody.
Yep.
And we'll catch you next time.
See you, everybody.
Say hi to your Punk Rock Girl.
Boy.
One Saturday I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead. Oh, brother, please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around. Punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted, and someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. To a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers, and security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon, they said he don't work here. We said if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said how much you paid for this, said nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child. Just you and me, eat fudge, banana swirl. Just you and me, we'll travel around the world. Just you and me, punk rock girl. We'll be right back.
on the faces of the starting millions of power in the town. Computer drives the clan, he's the motive and the conscience of the murderer. He's a preacher on TV, the pulse of serenity, the formula driven by the big computers and nuclear bombs. The kids with no moms and a pitiful man, he's inside me. Exercising his authority. We've got the American Jesus bolstering national faith. We've got the American Jesus overwhelming millions every
by myself. No one was looking. I was thinking of you. Oh yeah, did I mention I was all by myself? All by myself. All by myself. All by myself. Went to your house, but no one was there. I went in your room. I was all by myself. You and me had such wonderful times when I'm all by myself. All by myself.
UMFM, we can handle the truth. In fact, it's necessary that we hear it in order for you to have a great listening experience. We are looking for your feedback, whether it's good or bad. We need to know what you really think. Email your comments to feedback@umfm.com and play your part in making UMFM a great listening experience.
Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's. There's no